On the 20th of November, 2002, the body of Britain's most notorious child killer, Moore's murderer Mara Hindley, was taken to Cambridge Crematorium. Hindley spent 36 years, nearly two-thirds of her life, behind bars, far longer than any other murderer considered sane. So who was the real Mara Hindley? Was she really evil, and why does she still fascinate and divide us today? Only now, after her death, are the people who met her on the inside talking openly about this most infamous child murderer. For the first time, they reveal her audacious jailbreak attempt and what motivated her to kill. Greater Manchester, 1965. A place where children were no longer safe to play on the streets. For the last 2 years, fear had gripped the families in areas of Ashton and Gorton. Children like Pauline Reed, John Kilbride, and Keith Bennett had disappeared without a trace. On October the 7th, an early morning call reporting the murder of a teenager on a quiet estate in Hattersley led the police to the home of Ian Brady and Mara Hindley. Detective Constable Ian Fairley was part of the investigating team that approached the house. In an upstairs bedroom, the body of 17-year-old Edward Evans was discovered axed to death. Fairley and his team arrested Brady on the spot, but left his young blonde girlfriend, Mara Hindley, at large.